Hello everyone, thank you for attending this session. This will be a bit interactive and very useful for anyone who is working on containers, regardless Docker or some other sources available. So I will get started. Very short intro about me. My name is Usman. I work at Grafana Lab in the DevRel team. I'm actually working very closely with the open source community on Grafana or other areas on GitHub or Slack, and yeah, I do a lot of open source stuff, so you can find more about me also if you scan this QR code or so. And yeah, I'm actually a Linux user, and while working with the communities for Grafana and Docker, I learn a lot of things, and I'm just going to explain one topic which I really So why we are today, so let's go a little bit back in the history. So back in the days, we have like this simple architecture of application, like you have one server and everything is there and people used to access through it. We have devices like laptop, PC, and then smartphone. And for you or the customer or the client, you name it, like it works fine, and they were happy, and everyone was happy, and they're like, can go home and relax, right? But then there were problems, and they identified that they need a better solution, because putting everything on a single place is not good and high on resources as well. Like back in the days, we used virtual machine. So the evolution of containerization started, and Docker was the pioneer for this, and they solved this problem. Like if you have multiple services running, you can use like Docker or Docker Compose, Docker Run or Docker Compose to do this kind of stuff. And they are all isolated, but you can still make your web application up and running without having too much problems. And then this microservices application ideology also follows in Kubernetes as well, because deep down, like Kubernetes is a big thing, but deep down there is the part of containerization. So you have to use like a container-based image, and the concepts also flow there. So then the question is like, how do you observe your applications today, right? So you say like, hey, I'm using Docker in my organization. Me and my team, we are happy. We have four applications replicas. They are up and running, and then if something goes bad or the service is degraded, it's broken but it's active, so it's degraded, then what you do, or how you know if things was wrong, you say, okay, application four is not working. Why not spin up more applications, right? That will solve the problem. Yes, it will, but are you still having the complete view? Maybe not, right? Those applications will also fall at some time, and you are like, what should we do? How do we find this problem? Because then the thing get out of hand, that your customer start screaming, or your team is in the firing mode, and you're trying to just solve the problem without knowing what the problems are. You don't know the root cause, and you start screaming in your building or office or from the customers, and then you finally like, oh my god, we need to do something, right? So what is the solution? Let's talk about a little bit about the foundations of observability. It's a fancy word, but it is very important to understand. So I will explain this, that it's basically a journey, not a destination, because whether you create applications in any environment, you make it on the production, it will break at some time because you will do a customization of code also. So it will break, there is this big chance, but you will fix it and you will try to solve what, or find out what the root cause is, doing the root cause analysis, and after that it will happen again. But it's like a never ending cycle. And you need understanding of observability, and the three pillars are like logs, metrics, and traces. So this is very important to know, at least on the ground level, what you are looking into it for your application. Just simply looking one or two of it may or may not solve all the problems, so you need a better understanding like how they are working together. And then the question comes is like finding a complete observability stack. So let's talk a little bit about Grafana. So I would say Grafana use case in the market in general is known as a visualization tool. It does not solve the problem. It's a tool which gives you that visualization experience, right? It is available on all platforms, and you can connect the source of data to Grafana, and it will give you that in a nice visual format. And the question is like how you can make your own observability stack, right? Because, okay, you know Grafana. Raise your hand if you have used Grafana. Very nice, a lot of it. So you probably know that this this visualization layer, this is the dashboard, which is connected to your data sources of any kind, right? And that is coming from your environment. But here at the bottom, we have this composable open source stack, and you can use any of your choice. So we call it like LGTM, looks good to me. And you can read like it's we have for logs, visualization, the main Grafana, tracing, and metrics for either Mimir or Prometheus. But you can use like OpenTelemetry nowadays, or you can use any tool of your choice. It will still work. And with that, you can do more and more. You can observe the area which you are looking for, either is it performance testing or infrastructure observability, and so on. Then, since we are talking about containers, so the next tool is known as cAdvisor. How many of you know about cAdvisor? Okay, a few. Nice, very nice. So basically, cAdvisor, known as Container Advisor, basically its main job is to give you that observability or monitoring experience for your containers, because the common mistake which everyone thinks like, hey, we can get the metrics via Docker Engine, but Docker Engine give you the information only of the Docker itself, not the container itself, while the cAdvisor gives you much more deep down what's going on in that particular container, how many process, the number of memory they are using, and so on. So this is a big difference, and this difference will come handy, and we will have a live demo of it as well. Let's go in metrics or demo part. So I think this is big enough for now. So one thing which we can also do is that Docker has a built-in command called docker stats. So it can give you also that live information of the container, how they are working internally. And this is like a runtime, but the problem is that this is only visible on your screen, but you cannot share it with others. So there's this limitation within the core Docker path. So to overcome this limitation, we can use cAdvisor. So cAdvisor comes with this integration